children.
Hello and welcome back to Rocky Minute, the daily podcast where we analyze the movie Rocky 1 minute at a time. I am Doug Greenberg.
And I'm Jason Haynes.
Joining us for this week of episodes is Chris Goff from Stallone Fanatics. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, guys. Nice to be here. How are you?
Doing very well, man. Thanks for coming on.
My pleasure entirely.
Can you give us your history with the Rocky movies and tell the folks about your website?
Yeah, absolutely. I was literally born into Rocky and Stallone fandom. I was born in March of 78, and my dad had already been a Rocky fan by that point. So pretty much everybody that crossed his path from that point on had to be a fan, whether you wanted to or not. And so it was really just a birthright. And, you know, it started with Rocky, and then it just graduated all the way through his entire career and body of work. And then about 4 years ago, I started the Stallone Fanatics Facebook group, and it didn't do much for the first couple of years. And then when Creed came out, it kind of seemed to take hold and people started taking notice. And then back in July of this year, I started doing a podcast just originally as a way to sort of share other material that Facebook and YouTube seems to be so Hitler-esque about, you know, we're copyrighted material and things like that. So, but right. it's turned into a great thing because I teamed up with Matt Michon, who runs Rambo Mania, which is like a YouTube podcast. And so he's become my co-host. And so we try to make it fun.
Awesome. I mean, I've looked through the page and you guys have tons and tons of stuff. Rare photographs that, you know, that I've never seen before. It's crazy.
I spend a lot of time digging through various sites, and then anybody that I know that has any kind of an inside line, like Mike Kunda, who you guys recently had on, you know, he's given me some rare stuff over the years, and so it's always cool to share that stuff. And you know, a lot of people haven't seen that, so it's just nice to be able to spread it around.
Yeah, the inside knowledge that Mike Kunda has is unmatched.
Yeah, he's like literally a human walking Rocky library.
Right. A little bit later on, I want to actually talk to you about something that you got from, or was it, I heard your interview with Ryan Rabalkin from the Rocky Series podcast.
Right.
And I want to touch upon something for our fans a little bit later on about information that Mike Kunda had.
Okay.
But we'll get to that later.
A teaser?
Yeah, well, that's you know, the fans wanting more.
I'm tuning in.
Well, today we're knocking out minute 36, which begins with Rocky telling Paulie to forget about Gazzo, and ends with Paulie yelling at Adrian through the bedroom door. As they're walking up to the house, Rocky finally puts a bow on the Gazzo conversation by telling Paulie to forget about it. Paulie says he don't ask nobody twice.
This is actually the second time he's asked him, the second occasion. He's asked him numerous times on this little walk right here, but
right.
He says he doesn't ask nobody twice, but this is actually the second time that he's
and then he goes on to do it again.
Right.
We'll chalk it up to the drinking, you know?
Absolutely. That wild turkey, that's a real mother.
And this is our second scene with Paulie, and both scenes he's been drinking, whether it be beers off the paper towel holder in the bathroom or this, you know, bottle in the pocket here. But so we're starting to understand a little something about Paulie.
Definitely.
He likes the drink.
I'll say. If you can take one thing out of this scene right here, it's that Paulie likes to drink. Actually, any scene with Paulie.
You know what? I gotta interrupt for 1 second. This has nothing to do with drinking or Rocky. the other day my wife was listening to the podcast, and she comes to me and she comes upstairs out of nowhere and she's like, "Can I just tell you something about the podcast?" And I was like, "What?" And she goes, "You say the word actually too much."
Oh, it's your crutch.
We actually said it about four times already. But I said to her, I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Where can I hear your podcast, hon?" And she doesn't have one. So I said, "Actually, you should shut the hell up then."
But But you know, it's funny because I think that's a common theme in radio and podcasting, because I know I use the word absolutely way too much. So I think it's a common thread. Everybody's got a word that they use.
Yeah, it's like a crutch, they call it, right?
And we had this conversation like 3 days ago, and here we are. And like I said, actually twice, and then you just said, back to the drink.
So Rocky's obviously in a good mood. He knows he's going to see his best gal, so he's singing a little tune on the walk.
That's right.
You see, so Rocky's walking, and he sings these lines. There's only three words he sings: "Stay away, baby." Now, I was listening to this the other day, and I became obsessed with trying to find this particular song. Mm-hmm. And it's very difficult, because it's only three words, and that's all you get. "Stay away, baby." Mm-hmm. So that's all you get, is three words. And I spent about an hour searching the internet for this song. Time well spent.
I hope you came up with something.
Apparently, we're sharing a brain. I did the same thing.
What did you come up with?
I came up with absolutely nothing. In fact, I even went to Mike Kunda, who I figured if anybody knew, it would be him. And he told me he had spent hours researching it and came up with nothing.
All right. So, you know, this website that... Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, he said it could have been a random song or just like him, you know, speaking out, singing out nervously because he was about to see Adrian. So that's what his input was.
This website where you can actually put in words and it'll give you every song that contains those words in the order you put them in. It's like a lyric search or something. So I put the words in and it came up with about 3,000 songs that contains these words. But there was only a couple that contained them in that order: "Stay Away, Baby." You know, it's not a very common thing because you don't sing songs about telling people to stay away from you. Usually it's "Come close, baby." You know?
Right. never heard that song.
"Come sit over here with me." Never get away. Nobody. But anyway, so there was a bunch of songs. There was not many songs that had them in that order. And then, out of all the songs that had them in that order, there was only one that was released before 1976.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so in 1968, there was a song released by a guy named Bill Medley. Now, Bill Medley is one half of the Righteous Brothers. And he's the guy, he did, and "You Lost That Love and Feeling," he does the bass line. That's what he's famous for. Okay. And then one other thing, we'll get to in a second. But he sang a song that he had, when he separated from the Righteous Brothers, he had a couple top 40 single hits, just him by himself. That's what single means. And one of them is a song called "Brown Eyed Woman." And the chorus of the song goes, "Brown Eyed Woman, stay away, baby." Now, mind my singing.
Wow.
I have no factual basis to say that this is for sure the song. I have no evidence other than that. But if you take some time out, go listen to the song and let me know what you think. You can check our Facebook page or Twitter and let us know what you think about it. But
how about I can get an MP3 and stick it in right here.
Brown Eyed Woman.
Something
I can tell you about that, it's funny, is that, and again, this may have nothing to do with it at all, but if you shoot ahead to 1985, I think it was, when Cobra came out, there's two songs on that soundtrack by Bill Medley. So I'm wondering, I'm wondering if there maybe Stallone is a fan, you know, so that makes sense to me, you know, and especially considering it was the only song before 1976.
It was written by Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil. It was released in 1968. It was on the charts till 1970. It was a top 40 hit, and I really, really believe this is the song. So, I mean, we're not experts in any of this. So, if anybody else has any ideas of what could be the song or why my song may not be the song, then just, you know, you could head to our Facebook and let us know what you think. You better have some evidence.
Excellent.
I think it's not the song, because it's pretty.
Yeah, I think that's... I mean, you found out something that Mike Kunda doesn't even know.
That's like a high five from long distance right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, and the other thing, the other side note about Bill Medley is he's the guy who sang the Dirty Dancing song, "Time of My Life," with
that's right.
Jennifer Warren something. He was the male on that song, but... All right.
Well, to put one last bow on Bill Medley... Is that his name?
Yeah.
Medley.
You said that before the Stay Away Baby is something, the girl with the brown eyes.
Brown-eyed woman.
Brown-eyed woman?
Yeah.
Adrian Brown Eyes.
See, look at this.
Ah.
We're going to get Mike Cunda on the phone.
That's not evidence. I don't know what is. Rocky Minute rests our case. So Paulie kicks the front gate open, lovingly. So Rocky, who loves rehashing old comments, asks him again, "You sure your sister knows I'm coming?" And this is the third time he's asked this, and the third time Paulie said, yeah, she's very excited.
I don't know about you, but I'm starting to think she doesn't know.
So the Pinino household in Rocky, did you find out the location on that, Trey?
The Pinino household, the exterior was shot at 2822 Rose Hill Street in Philadelphia. It's a Kensington neighborhood. The house was built in 1935, and I saw it on Google. What's the picture on Google Earth? And
maps.
There was a subtitle, like a note that it's unrecognizable as the Rocky house nowadays because of so many renovations.
Well, Jason does his homework.
Will take us there, though. I don't play games here, you know.
When you're pouring over 1 minute at a time, Chris, you gotta.
Actually, that's Chris. Right.
All right, they walk into a dark house. We hear Adrian from the other room say, "Paulie, you're late." And we get a call back from Paulie's statement at the bar. He asks Adrian if she called the hospital. Because remember, at the bar, he says, "If I'm 10 minutes late, she calls the hospital." But he reiterates it again, that she calls the hospital if I'm 10 minutes late. The shot is looking down the hallway. Yeah, right, in case he forgot it from before. We're looking down the hallway to a bedroom at the end of the hall. The table on the left against the wall has like some kind of religious knick-knack on it. Is that like the Virgin Mary?
It's the Virgin Mary. You call right. her religious knick-knack?
Do the sign of the cross right now.
Yeah. Wow.
I hope the lightning doesn't cancel out our feed here. And there's a picture on that table of Paulie in a military uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're, the backstory is that Paulie was in the Navy, I guess, which I was reading some things that say that explains why he pays for the house and everything that Adrian lives in. He said he makes a comment when later on, I put a roof over here, I pay the mortgage, I pay the bills around here. So I read one website that had a theory that Paulie was in the Navy, gets a pension from the Navy, combined with his meat making money, that he's able to pay for all this. But on a side note, the photo on the table is actually Burt Young in a Navy uniform, and it's a still picture from another movie he was in called Cinderella Liberty, which was 1973 American romantic drama.
Oh, my God.
The story is of a sailor who falls in love with a prostitute and becomes a surrogate father for her 11-year-old mixed-race son.
Look at that.
1973. So Burt Young played a master-at-arms in that movie, and that's what the picture is actually from, according to...
That's incredible research.
According to Rocky's trivia IMDb page.
And the internet doesn't lie.
The internet never lies.
That's right. Everything's true on there.
Adrian comes out of the kitchen on the right-hand side. She stops dead and instantly becomes uncomfortable when she looks up and sees Rocky. How about that flowery apron she's wearing, huh?
I like it.
Very 1970s.
I'd even put it back maybe 60s.
Yeah.
Now, is there any other reason we would assume that Paulie did not tell Adrian that Rocky was coming, other than the fact that she just wouldn't, she would be too shy, or she wouldn't want that, or what? Why would he? Any other reason? I don't have one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's funny because it seems like, you know, he's kind of the same about hooking Rocky up with Adrian as Rocky is about hooking Paulie up with Gazzo. Reluctant, you know? And then he goes into it later in the movie, you know, in the meat house where, you know, he shows there's kind of a jealousy there. And I think that's that whole thing where Paulie's always worried about how much he's going to be included in any given relationship.
Yeah, he gets quite rude later on about it. When he's the one that facilitated it and, you know, all of a sudden he kind of turns his back on Rocky.
Right.
That's for the future.
But we talked to him in the last minute about Paulie being, so far like a master manipulator. Mm-hmm. And that's what he's kind of doing. He's kind of manipulating the situation to get them together. The question is he doing it because he's a good brother and a good friend and he wants to see them get together and thinks that there's a future here? Or is there some other reason?
It's probably self-serving, if you ask me.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Selfish Paulie. Or it could very well be that he wanted to just get her out of the house so he could eat turkey alone.
Well, she looks away and she immediately retreats back into the kitchen. And you hear from off camera, "Yo, how you doing?" The charmer, as always. When the shot does go back to Rocky, he looks less than enthused. And Paulie goes, "I told you, she's very excited."
Paulie has his own alternate realities.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe just doesn't know the definition of excited.
Right.
So Paulie goes over to the kitchen. We see him standing in the hallway talking to her out of frame inside the kitchen. You hear her say, "Why'd you bring him here? I'm not ready for this." And Paulie says, "Would it make a difference if you were?" And I have to agree with Paulie. If he did prepare her, what would her reaction be?
It would be the same, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, there you go.
Well, I think how you handle chronic shyness is just to lie and just show up and put them in such an awkward situation that they have no choice but to either break out of it or run into their bedroom and lock the door. So let's see how Adrian handles this.
Rocky, obviously uncomfortable, puts his hat back on. Paulie informs Adrian that Rocky is taking her out. Like, there's no, "Why don't you go out with Rocky? He's taking you out." She says, "No, I can't." She gets embarrassed, runs down the hallway, and locks herself in the bedroom. So he starts yelling at her through the door. I can't imagine a more uncomfortable situation to be in if you're Rocky.
No.
Right.
This is the worst.
Awkward.
Chris, when was the last time you found yourself in such an uncomfortable situation as this?
Honestly, it probably wasn't even that long ago.
Last night.
I seem to have more friends that are in relationships than I do that are single. And so if I go over to their house, you know, there's usually some awkward moment at some point, you know.
Right.
Because anytime you bring somebody who doesn't live in the household in and you get to see the day-to-day routine, you know, usually it's something, you know, something pops up that, you know, would qualify as that kind of an awkward moment.
Right, it's never as peachy as it may seem in, you know, in the movie.
No.
Well, not this movie.
Yeah.
All right, I'm out of notes for this one.
And this is where Paulie uses one of my favorite lines. He says, "I want you out of here instamatically."
Oh, how did I forget that?
Yeah, you know, it's obviously not a real word, but there is
no
dictionary definition. It means exactly what you think it means. I would, yeah,
right,
action
now.
Without any delay, right now. But it's a fantastic word.
Is that one of those words you kind of wedge into your everyday thing?
I think back in the day, Kodak actually used that. Like, Instamatic was like the name of one of their cameras, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Yes, because you got your pictures instamatically.
That's right.
When I was really paying attention, I heard him say it. I actually think to myself, like, is this a word? Like, it's so close. It could actually be a word. Maybe
the same thing happens again in Rocky V with Mickey in the flashback scene. He uses the word motivization.
Oh yeah. That one sounds like it's a little shoehorned, though.
Yeah.
You know, instamatically, it sounds like it flows better.
That's right.
Then after that amazing word, he then spits out a line. Is this in this minute or the next minute? The "I'm sick of seeing you hang around here like a freaking spider." I think it's the end of this minute, right? But like another, like,
I think that's where this minute ends.
Life. Right, I think it ends on the end of that, right? And then it pans back to Rocky, who has this awkward look on his face. But this line, I've never, "I'm sick of seeing you hang around here like a freaking spider." Never have heard this before in my life, this phrase. I don't know if this is a popular phrase or not. I've never heard it, but man, is it a killer. That is a great line.
"Sick of seeing you hang around here like a spider."
That's all they do.
Yeah, just hang around. Right.
So Paulie's funny, man. He's got some good one-liners. He's got some, makes up his own words.
I don't think anybody can deny that. Paulie is funny. Yep. Actually, I do know a guy that can deny it. We have a guest coming on in a few weeks that called Paulie the worst thing that ever happened to cinema.
Oh,
The worst character that ever happened in cinema. His name is Doug, coincidentally, and he does a podcast that where they just run through him and Jamie, I think the girl's name is. They just run through 80s movies and do like a synopsis of a bunch of 80s movies that we came up with. And yeah, they did a thing on Rocky IV, and he said Pauly is one of the worst characters ever created.
Oh my goodness!
so we're bringing him on for a Pauly heavy minute, week of minutes.
Should have brought him on now.
We got the other better Pauly scene.
Okay.
But it's not about Doug this week. It's about you, Chris. So why don't you let our fans know where can they find you?
They can find us on Facebook in one of the groups called Stallone Fanatics. Also have the podcast by the same name. We're on CastBox primarily, but you can also find us on Blueberry.com. And eventually we're going to get on iTunes. It's a work in progress. The podcast sort of came about just that random idea kind of thing, and then we just sort of started it without any real preparation ahead of time. We're still growing.
All right, and your Facebook page has, what, about 4,000 followers now?
Yeah, we're just about there, yep.
Is that a train in the background? You want a train?
Yeah. Well, we're right inside Detroit, and there's a lot of industrial area here, so.
All right. As for us, you can find us on Twitter at Rocky Minute. You could join our listeners page on Facebook. It's called Mighty Mix. Or you can follow just our regular Rocky Minute fan page. You can find us on DuelingGenre.com with a host of other minute-by-minute shows, as well as other just regular podcasts and short films created by Scott Corelli. Or you can email us at RockyMinute@gmail.com. Yeah, Chris, you think you'll be able to come back tomorrow for another minute?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. All right, everybody. Until then, we'll see you on the next Rocky Minute.